You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Dominic Ford. Now, next week, Earth will have a truly close encounter. Asteroid 2012 DA14, which is a lump of rock weighing somewhere around 130,000 tonnes, will pass just 24,000 kilometres from Earth. That's closer in than many satellites. Objects like this are known as near-Earth objects, and they're of interest to scientists, but also to a group of entrepreneurs who are aiming to mine asteroids for their minerals.
We'll hear from the asteroid miners Chris Lewicki and Rick Tomlinson in just a minute, but first we're joined by NEO specialist Dr. Simon Green from the Open University. Now, first of all, Simon, what do we mean when we talk about asteroids?
Well, asteroids are lumps of rock which formed in the inner solar system but never developed into a planet. So they're essentially the building blocks of terrestrial planets like the Earth.
And some of these are classified as near-Earth objects. Is there a strict definition of what that means?
Yes. Anything that comes within 1.3 astronomical units, so 1.3 times the distance of the Earth from the Sun, is classed as a near-Earth object. Most likely an asteroid, but it also could potentially be a comet.
And roughly how many objects are we talking about in that category?
How long's a piece of string? It depends on the size. We know of about 10,000 objects at the moment, but that's just a tiny fraction of the total population. The smaller you go, the more there are. And so there are many millions down to sizes of metres.
And I guess the big ones are quite easy to see, but the smaller ones are much harder to pick out.
That's right. The larger ones attract, we probably know of 90 to 95% of all objects bigger than about a kilometre in size. Of things bigger than maybe 100 metres or so, we certainly know less than 10% of them.
So how do we go about looking for them?
With telescopes is the best way, using wide-field CCD cameras and tracking the sky and looking for objects that move. So essentially you look for objects that produce trails and images or look like stars but are changing position from minute to minute. And from the changing position you can calculate the orbit.
So if you've got a near-Earth object and you're perhaps slightly worried that it might come into a collision with the Earth, how do you go about knowing how it's going to travel through the solar system in the future?
The orbits themselves, you can calculate and predict where an object will go if it doesn't have any other forces than gravity acting on it. But you need enough observations in order to track its orbit as it is now, and then you do calculations based on the perturbations from other planets, other asteroids. And the predictions go are fine until you have a close encounter and a near miss with a large body, and then it's very, very difficult to predict afterwards. So we can predict for objects when they might come close to a planet, but after that we probably don't know. Now, most near-Earth asteroids, because they're in the inner solar system, pass close to planets at some point. Their orbits are not stable over long time periods, so they probably only exist in the inner solar system for between 1 and 10 million years.
Now, the object 2012 DA14, which is coming close to the Earth next week, weighs about 130,000 tonnes. How dangerous is an object that large?
This is actually the very bottom end of the kinds of objects that can penetrate the atmosphere and reach the ground. It's around 45 metres if you do the calculation, and it's possible if it's very fragile that it would explode in the upper atmosphere, much like an object in 1908 that damaged a large area of Siberia, fortunately with no people in. If it's solid iron, which might have come from the core of a larger asteroid, then it would certainly reach the ground and make a crater maybe 100 metres or larger in size. But this is at the very bottom end of the sort of damage scale, if you like, that we need to be worried about.
Now, we heard earlier about the asteroid that might have wiped out the dinosaurs. If we were to find an object that was quite large coming towards us, what could we do about it?
Something that big would be quite tough, but we probably know that that's not going to be the case. But something maybe a few hundred metres in size up to a kilometre, we would need to be able to try and deflect it. And we need to therefore know its orbit and predict where it's going to go with many years, preferably decades, ahead of time. We can then use a number of different techniques. It might be a kinetic impactor, firing a spacecraft into the target that produces a tiny change in its momentum and therefore its track, but magnified over a number of years, it can be enough to miss the Earth. Or we could use something like a gravity tractor, where you bizarrely use the gravity of the spacecraft itself, take it close to the object, and then fire the rockets very, very gently, and use that small gravity of the spacecraft to just gradually change its orbit. Now, both those techniques will take a long time, and we may not have that level of warning. In the end, probably the only alternative is to let off nuclear weapons very close to the object, vaporizing some of the material, and the jet effect can then move the target.
Well, I guess it's reassuring to know that those options are there. Thank you very much, Simon. That's Simon Green from the Open University.